My father recently gave us an old cutlery set that he no longer needed. Inside was a knife, fork and spoon, and then a smaller version of each, plus some fish knives and forks, and soup spoons. Now, we had already a cutlery set, but we only had knives, forks and spoons.
Yes, it is a bit confusing whether to use the big fork or the small fork, the big knife or the small knife.
And it reminded us that there are differences to how people eat their food. We're talking about
eating utensils.
Cutlery. The Europeans use knives and forks, Richard. But what happened when you went to America?
Well, it's not just the eating utensil, it's how you eat as well. For us, for instance, we hold the knife in the right hand, fork in the left hand. And we cut with the knife and then eat with the fork in the left hand.
But it's different in America.
I was very, very surprised in that the Americans, they cut the meat, for instance, with the knife in the right hand. But then they put the knife down and put the fork into their right hand and eat with it their right hand.
That just seems really bizarre.
Yes, it does. It's very strange. And it takes them much longer to eat as well.
And what do they do with their left hand then?
Put it on their lap.
You see, that's interesting because obviously in places like France and Russia, who also eat with knives and forks, the idea of having your hands on your lap is considered very vulgar. Your hand should always rest with your wrists on the table.
Exactly, yes.
Now, also, Richard, we went to a Thai restaurant not that long ago. That was funny, wasn't it?
Yes, and we were very surprised. One of the other customers asked the Thai waiter for a pair of chopsticks.
Now, we lived in Thailand for a couple of years, so we knew that the Thais don't use chopsticks.
They use a fork and a spoon.
Now, why is that?
It dates to the early part of the 20th century when the king of the time wanted to westernise Thailand. So chopsticks, obviously, were Chinese. So he got rid of the chopsticks and he introduced the fork and the spoon, which are used up to this day.
Yeah, of course, many Asian countries do use chopsticks, the Chinese, the Japanese, the Korean, and the Vietnamese.
It was interesting that they did actually have chopsticks at the Thai restaurant, which was also quite interesting.
They're used to people asking. And then we were talking about North Americans, really. What's also interesting is in South America, Brazil, for example, Richard. Well, if you take pizza, the US eat their pizzas with their hands, right?
Okay, yes.
We eat it with a knife and fork.
Some people, I think there's a mixture. Some people eat pizzas, knives and forks, others with hands.
Brazilians eat pizzas and hamburgers with a knife and fork.
Yes, hamburgers with the hands, I think. But yes, knives and forks sounds a bit strange. Yes, and talking about hands, of course, many, many people in India only eat with their hands.
And in Africa?
Yes, which is quite difficult to a lot of Westerners.
And only the other day, Richard, we went to a restaurant here in Portugal. The table next door were eating sardines. And how did they eat the sardines?
Only with the hands, which again was very strange for us.
So, Richard, all around the world, different kinds of food.
And different ways of eating it.